And just to add a verse that I think all of us should have marked in our Bibles, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we had this last night, and it's what I like to term a capital promise in the Scriptures. Because sometimes you say to yourself, boy, we live in a very terrible world, and we can tell you from our experiences that while there's nothing new under the sun, the veracity by which you are tempted and the things that are put before you today, they were not done in the same manner, the same method when we were your age. And so you can feel a bit overwhelmed by just the circumstance. But verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or permit you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." This is a capital promise from God. There will be temptations. These things are common to man. But God is faithful. He has made a way. He will not permit you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with that temptation, also make a way to escape it, that ye may be able to bear it. And I think we see this with Joseph. He was one who was favored of God. God blessed him. God recognizes that those who name the name of the Lord and who have a desire to live for him, that the enemy is going to come at you. You know, if you're a believer who's living on the perimeter and, you know, Satan is not so concerned with you. He's got you tangled up already. But he wants the Josephs. He wants the ones who have a good testimony, a good character, who are serving well, who, because of him being in the house of Potiphar, you know, working at that Starbucks, and I mean, there's a lot of sales going on there because you're faithful. That's how it works. And sometimes our employees don't recognize that the blessings that they're getting, it's really because we're there. But because we're there, the enemy says, "I don't like that." And he sends the Potiphar's wife. And she's going to come in a different form sometimes than what we have here. But it's that we have the response. Number one, that we recognize that God has made a way of escape. Now, it's not necessarily that door. It might be that door. It might literally be that door for you to run out. But it's also the Word of God. Because I appreciate what Brother Chuck said. It's also not just that he refused. And he said, you know, the Lord, when he was tempted, he said, "It is written." He referred to the Word of God. Because if you just simply run, and we have that admonition sometimes, just to flee that place, but then you may be fleeing. But it's really that we rely upon the Word of God to say, as Joseph, "Can I do this great sin against God?"
The sin against God. David realized it afterwards. In Psalm 51, when he's speaking to God, he says, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done what is evil in thy sight." And so we need to realize that when we sin, it is against God. And when we sin, it's God hates sin, and it is wicked in his sight. And God had to judge sin. He needs to judge sin. He will judge sin. And the person of the Lord Jesus, he bore our sin. He took all that we had to be judged for, and he bore it for us. And every time we sin, Christ needed to die for that sin. And we just don't sometimes have an appreciation of how bad sin is. We just become so used to it. And it's just, oh, it was just something little. It's not a big deal. Sin is sin is sin is sin. It's always a big deal. And it's always a sin against God.
You see, the thought was not that the woman would think that Joseph was just weird. And that's exactly what would have been thought had he refused and just left. Well, I'll try again. I wonder what's wrong with this guy. Yeah, he just doesn't realize, you see. But he bears testimony. And then, and I thought of this as Tony was speaking. There were additional steps that Joseph took. Yesterday, Daniel mentioned that sometimes we want just to get as close to sin as we can. And I think of what we look at, of what we listen to, what the words are to the music. I think Tony mentioned earlier in the reading, the effort of Satan is to desensitize us to sin. Look, this stuff happens every day. What makes a good movie today? Violence.
And corruption.
And corruption. Take it out, it's a loser at the box office. It's not going to make anything. But if there's lots of fighting and lots of shooting and lots of corruption and immorality, it's going to be a big seller. Okay? What does he do? Well, he goes a little further here. He hearkened not unto her to lie by her. He's not going to put himself in a place where he might be tempted or she might go further. And then he goes another step. He's not going to be with her at all.
And that's a very important point. Because, again, one could say, all right, I'm not going to lie with her. So she tries the other thing. And now I want to bring it to us. Young brothers and young sisters. To be with her. He said, I'm not going to even be with her. Okay, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to sit and talk. Just going to sit and talk alone. It's not sitting and talking alone. And I just want to make sure that we believers also realize that. You might not have a Potiphar's wife. It might be a believing sister and a believing brother. But sometimes if you are alone, you both have the flesh. You have to be careful. You have to be extremely careful. It might, because Satan is wicked, he's going to bring it in many different ways. And it might, that's why young people, be very, very careful, very careful when you are alone. Watch your hands. Watch what you are doing. Things doesn't happen just like that. It's a little bit of a little bit. Because Joseph, yeah, well, okay, all right, you don't want to do that? Okay, just let's sit and talk. Let's sit and watch a movie. Just alone, you and I. Joseph said, no, I'm not going to be even with you. Right. I wanted to be very careful. It's a wonderful thing to come to a young people conference where you could sit in a group. You get to know each other. Because as you're developing, you're no longer 10 years old. You are developing. There is things that God have created in you that are good, that are legitimate. But it has its own time to be fulfilled. And Satan will try to run you ahead of yourself. Didn't cause a disaster. Let's be conscious of these things. I want to talk frankly because you're not going to hear it someplace else, and if you hear it from your friends, it's usually messed up and it's not the right information. Be very careful. There is a time, and the time will come when you get married. Joseph got married and have two children. Wonderful thing. That was the right time for him, for that, to be with another woman alone. But not before that. Not before that. You have to be very careful. Very careful, very careful, because Satan is wicked. You have something in you that would run and desire these very things.